starry night. Sail across the water, sing a song with the Lord. Citizen of the world. Ooh, I'm a citizen. Citizen of the world. Citizen of the world. Hello, Bonnie, you're on.
Okay.
Thank you. Good to hear from you. How are we coming through?
You're coming through fine now. I've been disconnected earlier.
Yeah. We're just having a little technical hassle, but we're okay now, I think, because I can hear you.
I can hear you, too.
All right. I just want to do a little bit of intro now that we're on. This is Don White, your proud anti-psychiatry host. On CKL, and this is the April 23rd edition, 2010, of Anti-Psychiatry Radio. And we have a special guest and interview on tonight, Dr. Bonnie Burstow. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi there, Don.
Just by intro, you are a faculty at OISE, the University of Toronto, in the Department of Counseling, Psychology, and Adult Education. Our adult education and counseling psychology, and an author and an outstanding trauma specialist, and also an anti-psychiatry activist.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. So this very important Psych Out conference, as we know, is coming up. Can you briefly tell us a little bit about how you got involved with this and why there is such a conference coming up this May?
And have successfully been making inroads, integrating anti-psychiatry into courses, using anti-psychiatry critiques in courses. But one thing we thought, and it is also the case that the critiques of psychiatry have now become, have made their way into conferences in Canada, in the States, in Europe.
Right.
One of the things we noticed, however, is that while critiques of psychiatry have been flourishing, strategies on how to resist psychiatry have not. Like most movements, the anti-psychiatry movement, the MAD movement, and all of the related movements have not given strong, careful thought on how to win its battles. You know, very few movements have, animal liberation movements, example of a movement has, but very few movements have. And so a number of us felt this is time. It's time there be an academic conference, not merely on critiquing psychiatry, but in fact explicitly focusing on the issue of strategy.
Right.
That's the purpose of this conference.
And that actually makes it very unique, right?
It's totally unique. It's not, you know, there has never been
right. Now, there is a committee, understand, the organizing committee.
Absolutely.
Yes. And you're chairing the conference.
I'm chairing the conference, and my co-chair is Shandel Diamond. Now, what we did is the conference was originally envisioned by Coalition Against Psychiatric Assault, which is an anti-psychiatry group, one of the few anti-psychiatry groups in Canada. As we started to build, however, we said we needed more on board, and other people who were not part of Coalition Inside Psychiatric Cell, a lot of people not part of CAPA, joined us. And so we ended up with a very diverse committee of different people and different interests, including some people who are nurses and so on. And then we started looking for endorsements and supports from the university, and we got from within OISE considerable support from my department, from sociology and equity studies, from the dean of research.
Yeah, I've got the poster, the Psych Out poster in front of me, and it there's many, many sponsors, certainly including Coalition Against Psych Out and the Office of the Associate Dean
of Research,
OISE, Adult Education and Community Development, that's at OISE, the Counseling Psychology, Sociology and Equality, you know, Women and Gender Studies. So it's very, this sounds very inclusive and powerful.
This is inclusive and powerful, and it means that academia is standing up to the plate. Academia is saying this is a legitimate area of study. This is an important academic international conference. Now, that would not have been possible 10 years ago.
Right. So this is really a big, a major historic step. And I believe, in fact, I know that many, many psychiatric survivors, academics, and so forth, activists have been registering, right, for this conference.
About 150, and 150 by anyone's standards is a huge international academic conference.
Yes.
I have colleagues who are putting together conferences of 50 people. We have 150. This is a very widely subscribed to conference.
Now, one of the big attractions, of course, are the keynoters, and of course, you are one of the keynoters. Can you just briefly mention the title of your keynote? I understand also David Oakes and Peter Lehman. David Oakes from the United States, well-known coordinator of Mind Freedom International, and Peter Lehman, an activist and founder of Lehman Publishing, and very active in the European. So could you mention...
The name of my keynote is The Withering Away of Psychiatry, a nutrition model for anti-psychiatry.
Uh-huh. Well, let's hope.
The name of David Oakes' keynote is Planet Earth Gets Mad Pride, Unite Local Activism with Challenging Psychiatric Globalization for a Nonviolent Revolution in Mental Health and Beyond. And the title of Peter Lehman's speech is Resisting Psychiatric Assault, a European Initiative to Introduce the Suicide Register.
These are all extremely important and should be very, very absorbing speeches. Now, you're going to be speaking on day one,
are you day two?
Oh, you're on day two. I kept thinking.
David Oakes is on day
one, right.
Peter Lehman is on day one.
Right.
I'm on day two.
Right. Now, there's been a fair amount, and some media are getting interested in this for a change.
Gotten interested. I have one reporter intending to attend the conference. I talked for over an hour with Joe Breen of National Post today, and he's coming to the entire conference. We have not seen the media step up to the plate in anything like this for a long, long time.
Well, I think it's finally, well, it's overdue, as we know. I know the media committee has been doing some good work in reaching out, so maybe we're getting some real results now, which is very encouraging. So
it's very encouraging. I think it's saying something about what makes this conference exceptional.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's, you know, I mean, we've had media committees and anti-guys who've done excellent work and gotten nowhere.
Yeah.
But this time they did excellent work, but they had material that everyone saw was stunning. A conference that was this original and this international and this and with academic respectability, a tie-in with a bill in the provincial legislature,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
This is a newsworthy conference, and the press can tell.
Yeah. Well, could you give us just a few examples? I don't have it in front of me. I know there must be at least 50 different presentations, including panel discussions.
Are there 60 presentations?
60? Some? Okay.
60-some-odd presentations, and they're all over the map. You know,
yeah.
There's things on legal challenges, and quite a number of things on legal challenges. Example, Tina Minkowitz is doing something on legal challenges. There's things on alternatives, everything from, you know, shamanism to shelter.
Right.
There's artistic presentations. Mm-hmm. Example, rehearsal for revolution, creative resistance with theater of the oppressed. There's presentations on what is the nature of this community of people that resist psychiatry, and looking at the similarities, the differences, the overlaps, the possible goals. There are panels that are looking at the issue of electroshock and what
yes.
are good strategies and what are not good strategies for resisting electroshock.
I was just going to say that.
there's a nurses panel on what nurses have done and what they found successful or not successful. There's an academic panel on what have been the challenges in introducing critics of psychiatry into academia. It is varied conference.
Yeah.
That's part of the excitement of this conference.
Well, this is a lot to be proud of, and I must say that it's very good that some of the media are going to attend, of course, so maybe we'll get some coverage. But I also want to make a point. What also is impressive is reaching out to different communities, different constituencies, including the disability rights movement, because
absolutely.
This is extremely important.
There was an enormous commitment in this to bring together the issue, you know, disability movement, and the MAD movement and the anti-psychiatry movement and so on. And so there are a number of presentations that bring it together. I would also like to say that I'm very proud that this is one of the few conferences that have ever happened at this university that is totally accessible to people needing sign language.
Yes. Well, that's
yes. We have devoted a great deal of money, but I think it is very, and we fundraised in order to do that. Yep. But we have two people who need sign language coming to the conference, and they will be having interpretations throughout the entire conference.
So this is very important, and impressive, and speaks to the good organizing of the, and speaks. Yes, and speaks to the.
Gone are the days when people can simply ignore the needs for accessibility that the deaf community has, the needs of accommodation that people who are hard of seeing have, and we have really made this a priority in this conference.
Yeah, well, that is very, very essential, because I'm well aware.
You're
this,
one of the people who made it a priority.
Well, and not just me, but you also. So,
and Shane Dill.
Yes. And by the way, for listeners who don't know, Bonnie and Shane Dill have put in hundreds of hours, at least, and maybe go up to, and maybe up to 1,000. Yeah, I know it's an understatement, but at least that. And I'm just saying that. Okay, so there will be, I understand, also some entertainment.
Absolutely.
Which
the first night there will be entertainment, and it'll be emceed by Ken Innes from Friendly Spike Theater, who, if anyone has seen him MC before, the man is very, very funny.
Yes.
And very, very capable.
And he's lined up some folk singers, I'm glad to see. As we know, Roger Ellis is one, and we played one of his songs at the beginning, which you may not have heard, but we're going to play his shock song very shortly.
Absolutely.
And also Bill Bill Urich from Niagara Falls. I understand he'll be coming up, and he's very good folk singer, and very especially with his composition, the Pill Song.
I would also like to focus in on the after conference events.
Yeah, on the show.
One of those after conference events is the International March Against Electroshock that happens on Mother's Day, and why on Mother's Day?
Right.
Because 2 to 3 times as many women as men are electroshocked, and electroshock has been touted as the treatment of choice for postpartum depression.
Yeah.
This year, there will be people joining us from the conference who come from different parts of the world, from all over the world, to protest at our legislature against the continuation of electroshock. There will be signs in many, many different languages registering no to electroshock. So that's on the Sunday following the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 days later, and this is all time to be part of a build-up, Sherry DeNovo and you, Don, and myself, Bonnie Burstow, will be holding a press conference in the legislature in order to talk about Sherry DeNovo's bill that she's going to introduce later that day on defunding electroshock therapy, removing public funding for electroshock therapy.
Yeah.
So this is this lead up, and the fact that the conference ties in to real events happening in the real world, they're part of real events in the real world, make this join together academia and activism in a very, very real way.
It's very, very exciting. I was going to say something more about this, about the anti-shock rally and demo, that those of you, and I've mentioned this before on CKLN, I'll mention again, it will be on a Sunday, that's May 9th, starting 1:15 at the corner of, northeast corner of College and Spadina, and we'll be marching then to Queen's Park, where the events will be starting at 2 p.m. And, of course, the more people out, the better, and this will be repeated again. And I want to say that we're very pleased, as Bonnie said, to have MPP Sherry DeNovo, who will be introducing her bill, because I can't say much about it now, but she will be talking about it at the anti-shock demo on Mother's Day, and certainly during the press conference on May 11th. So I think we have to wind up pretty soon, Bonnie. Is there something more you'd like to say? And then I'll mention how people can get in touch.
If people are wanting to come to this conference, let me tell you, you will not regret coming. There is an incredible lineup of very, very interesting thinkers, scholars, psych survivors. And let me be clear, the majority of presenters are psych survivors.
Mm-hmm.
And the money issue need not stop you. If you are unemployed, if you are underemployed, you can register for nothing. Come, we want you. We want you to have we want you to join with others in this endeavor. We want you to have a good time.
Good. This is very important, and thank you so much for this. Bonnie, I just want to mention for people who want some info, they can email, right, psychout@utoronto.ca.
They surely can.
And I've got the website, but maybe it's easier for people to remember if they just Google Psych Out Conference, they will get it.
Absolutely. It's a lot easier to remember.
Yeah.
And if you Google Psych Out Conference, it will be the first thing that comes up.
Right. PSYCHOUT. Oh, Bonnie, one more thing. I think I remembered the anti-shock email. Is that, I believe it's abolish.electroshock@gmail.com? I think it is that.
I think so too, but I'm not on
all right. Well, all right. I am. Anyway, I do remember it. If to get more information about that, you can call email abolish.electroshock@gmail.com or call me, Don, at 416-545-0796. Thank you so much, Bonnie, for doing this interview. Very informative and very exciting. And take care.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you very, very much. I've been talking with Dr. Bonnie Burstone, who is chair of the PsychOut, the conference, a conference organizing resistance against psychiatry scheduled for May 7th and 8th at OISE at UTE Toronto. Thanks again, and we're going to take a break, a musical break. Thank you.
Someone took my sunshine, stole my memories. Dark days inside my head to kill me. Can't play piano no more, don't ruin my family. Won't somebody please, please help me? Is it mostly women? Violence by the state. Psychiatric nightmare. Electric shock. It's gotta stop. Dreams to ashes, hurting me. How could this be helping by burning life away? Psychiatric nightmare, electric shock, electric shock. It's gotta stop. It's gonna stop.
Was friends of one unique song called Electroshock, It's Gotta Stop, written and sung by Juno Award winner Roger Ellison. And Roger, if you're listening, thank you so much for creating this important song, which we will continue to play. And I hope you do play it during the entertainment and live performance session of the Psych Out Conference on the evening of May 7th at OISE. And that'll be in the auditorium. And friends, so many, many thanks. This is really important that you put this down. If your date book is open, your calendar, please put these dates down. May 7th and 8th. May 7th in the morning, if you haven't registered, we encourage people to register to the Psych Out Conference Organizing Resistance Against Psychiatry at... I will repeat the website, but it's easier to Google it. Psych Out, PsychOut in capitals, OUT in capitals. Psych Out, one word, and just click where it says register. And those of you who, and there's a lot of us who aren't making much money these days, are out of work. Don't worry, you can come to the conference free, and I'm not kidding. This is one of those few conferences that don't gouge people. But, you know, if you're working and a steady income, well, we have to charge a fee. But you'll see that on the website. So no one will be rejected because they're short of money. So that's important. This is a very inclusive and open conference. Once again, Psych Out, a conference for organizing resistance against psychiatry. And you just heard before the musical break, Dr. Bonnie Burstone, chair, a very hardworking, tireless, working, probably overworked, chair of this of the conference, and Shandel Diamond, another sister. Thank you so much, Shandel, for your continuing great organizing work. And so I hope to see many of you there on May 7th and 8th. And then we have, as Bonnie mentioned, the post-conference event on Mother's Day. Stop shocking our mothers and grandmothers, because electroshock, the so-called safe and effective procedure in psychiatry, targets, harms, and often permanently traumatizes people, particularly women and elderly women. It targets women and the elderly, particularly elderly women and women diagnosed with postpartum depression. And so we have to stop this. Okay, so that's about it now. And stay tuned. Stay tuned for Maria Elena Escobar. Ventana El Barrios is next with your ears and eyes open to South America. So thank you very much, friends. I will probably not be speaking to you live. I mean, I still will be live 2 weeks from today, but maybe we'll have something pre-recorded. Okay, that's it for now. Stay well and keep fighting. That's it. And maybe just a couple things more that I might have forgotten. Yes, please feel free, if you have any questions or comments about the show, about my show in particular, Anti-Psychiatry Radio. I don't mind giving my phone number out, because I haven't had any crank calls and I don't expect to get any, and I better not. But if you should want some more information about anti-psychiatry, you can give me a shout. So we have a personal touch here, 416-545-0796. And about the Coalition Against Psychiatric Assault, one of the very, very few organizations run by survivors and activists that's speaking out against the psychiatric system. You do not have to identify as anti-psychiatry activist to join. But I'll give you the website for CAPA. It's HTTP, you know, the double dot and forward slash CAPA, C-A-P-A, C for Charlie, A, P for Peter, or Pauline, A, dot OISE, O-I-S-E, dot UToronto.ca, and follow the links. So how are we doing there? Everybody, don't touch this dial. You're listening to Revolutionary Radio, CKLN 88.1 FM. Next up is Maria Elena Escobar, host and producer of El Barrio El Ventana, El Ventana Barrio. All right, stay well, take care. See you in the whirlwind.